I wanted to begin this section by asking you some about
one other thing that I'd like to
animal life
you do is
in this area.
Tell Chris,
if you could tell me different animals, wild animals, people might find in this area.
We have deer.
About 130.
There's no antelope this high. We have mountain sheep and cougars.
And
we have grizzly bears and black bear.
Can you switch me over?
Coyotes, raccoons, of course skunks. They're everywhere. And I think probably.
Do you have anything like a prairie dog?
Is he? Okay.
I was wondering about animals that size, those small kind of.
We have gophers and chipmunks.
You sound a little bit weary.
Woodchucks. I don't know if woodchuck and prairie dog's the same thing or not.
Okay.
They call them woodchucks here.
Okay, call them woodchucks.
And groundhogs.
Okay. Those are all different, though.
Yeah, they're different. I don't think the prairie dogs, I don't believe, come this far. They do have them in Denver, in the Denver area. Because they have a thing on TV right now.
Would they ever call we were talking about prairie dogs and chipmunks. Would they ever call a woodchuck a popgut? Is that a word that's
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Would an animal like a marmot, would you have those?
Mm-hmm, we do have marmots.
But they're different than a woodchuck or a...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Marmots are more like ermine.
Ermine?
Uh-huh. They're a member of the ermine family.
Okay. Do you have any of those animals or reptiles that have a shell?
Turtles?
Yeah. Do you have any of those?
Not this high.
Uh-huh.
They do around Denver, but not...
Not as far as
I know, not in this area.
Okay. One thing I was wondering about was the difference between a turtle and a tortoise or a terrapin.
I have no idea what the difference is.
Okay.
I don't know if it's location or if there is a difference in the animal themselves. I just don't know.
Okay. Do you have any of those? There's another little animal. It's a mammal that usually lives up in trees, has a big bushy tail.
Squirrel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have squirrels around here.
Are they...
They call them pine squirrels.
Pine squirrels.
Uh-huh. They are not nearly as large as the squirrels you'll find in Missouri. But they do have the bushy tail and the little beady eyes, and they're so cute.
You mentioned deer. Are there other game animals? What kind of animals are hunted around here? You mentioned
deer and elk, and they have a very limited season
mm-hmm.
on the mountain sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to build our herds up because they had what they call lungworm. And all of the calves were dying.
These are deer and elk?
These are the mountain sheep.
Mountain sheep.
And so they have developed a medication that prevents the lungworm, and then herds are building up. We have trapped some and moved them up into Wyoming and Montana, I understand. But they have a very limited hunting season. I think like 100 licenses are issued each year.
In this county?
For the state.
For the state.
Uh-huh. But the deer, we do have a long deer season, and they have all buck licenses, all doe licenses, multiple licenses, and so forth. But that's about, I guess they have an antelope season down east of Denver, but we don't have them up here in the mountains. We don't have any antelope up here. But the biggest elk herd I've seen is 27, and I saw it on my 27th wedding anniversary.
It's kind of lucky, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I enjoyed that very much. But deer roam the mountains. They pass through, they migrate through here. So we see them in late spring, late April and early May, and then again in September and October. And so our deer season usually starts around the middle of October and goes till 1st of December or something when they're migrating through.